This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Let's get more perspective on this from BrownZone.com. He is Scott Petrek, and he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Scotty, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on, guys?
Hi, Scott.
Hey, so after yesterday's game and seeing a little of the playoff picture kind of not come into focus but juggle a little because of the losses in the AFC North, what are your thoughts today? Was yesterday a good day for the Browns?
I think for sure it was. And you know, you look at the schedules, everybody's, you know, we're focused on how difficult the Browns schedule is down the stretch, but it's hard for a lot of these teams that the Browns are competing for to try to either win the division or to get in the AFC wildcard spot. So, yeah, I think yesterday was a good day. The fact that the Ravens lost, so it's only a two-game lead in the division, which would be one if the Browns could beat them on Sunday. Cincinnati loses. The Raiders lose. I think it was a good day for the Browns, and I think, you know, coming back from the bye and the week off, all of a sudden you do see a path. Now, the Browns have to win, whatever, four or five of their last five games. But I do think the results of yesterday plus the week off should energize the Browns.
I don't think there's any question the team is capable of going out and winning five straight games, Scott. However, I don't know if they can do it the way that they've, you know, played the majority of the season. If you're Kevin Stefanski and the coaching staff, what did you stress during the bye week? What did you think this will be the difference maker for us the rest of the way?
Yeah, it's interesting, Jeff, because, I mean, they've only had one winning streak all year, and it was three games, weeks two, three, and four, right? Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden they're going to have to do something they haven't done all year long, and they're going to have to certainly play better than they did in the three games preceding the bye, right? The blowout loss to New England, the, you know, barely beat the Lions, and then the loss at Baltimore. So something's got to change. And, you know, I think if you're Kevin Stefanski, it's all about the offense because the defense has been playing better lately. You know, if you take that, especially with that after that Patriots game, and if you take it out of the equation, you know, five out of the six, I think, have been pretty solid for the defense. So it's about how can you figure out a way to score another touchdown a game, because, you know, that flips the Steelers' loss. It flips the Ravens' loss, right? I mean, The games are so close in this league, and the Browns games have been so close. So how do you figure out a way to score one more touchdown? And I think that's what Kevin Stefanski spent the entire bye week trying to figure out.
Do you have the answer?
Is it? Well, I got a couple suggestions. I think you put Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt on the field together. And that's something Stefanski has not done in his year plus on the job. And I think now is the time to try that because you're direct of playmakers. You don't have a lot of them. Harrison Bryant's hurt, so you're not going to be able to use your three tight end set you love. So I think there's an opening there, and I think that's one thing you need to do. You got to come up with a way to beat other teams stacking the line of scrimmage. And I think the two things that I thought of are run more RPOs. So you give Baker the option at the line of scrimmage. If they're really loading up, then throw a quick slant. And we'll call a run. So it's not even like Baker has to audible. All he has to do is decide whether or not it's too tough to run against. And if you get a couple of those easy completions, then I think the defense loosens up. And the other way you loosen up a defense is you take some more deep shots. And we saw how effective that was when they were able to hit a couple against Cincinnati. And I know they tried to take some, and it's harder to do when you don't have Odell, and it's harder to do when Anthony Schwartz has missed the last two games. Hopefully he's back this week and gives you that speed element. But I think you need to at least take the deep shots to give the defense something else to worry about. So it's not all about stopping the run, which too many defenses, that's their only concern, is how do you stop the run game.
So if you're Kevin Stefanski and you saw what Baltimore did against Pittsburgh and you saw what you did against Baltimore, are you changing things up drastically? Are you going to come in or are you going to try and beat him at the same game?
I think it'll be similar. Now, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you saw Joe Woods on defense bring more of those cover zero blitzes, which we talked about before the first matchup against the Ravens. That's what Miami had so much success with. And the Browns aren't really a cover zero blitz team, but if you have the bye week and you have extra practice time and you already know all the Ravens' tendencies, so it should be an easier practice week from a mental standpoint, I think you can add a couple of those. You can add a couple. And we've seen the Ravens struggle with it and continue to struggle with it. So I think that's one of the things you take away from that Steelers game. And then, you know, offensively, again, it's figure out a way to, you know, Pittsburgh, it's not like Pittsburgh lit up Baltimore, but in the fourth quarter they had some success and they stuck with the run and they were able to have some success late running. But that's also because Ben burned him a couple times to Deontay Johnson, right? So you have to figure out a way to get enough chunk plays where the Ravens, and then moving forward, any defense, can't devote everybody to stopping the run. And maybe that's as simple as putting Kareem Hunt in the slot. So, you know, the defense has to take another guy out of the box because you're worried about Kareem Hunt one-on-one versus linebacker, right? Whatever you can do to change the picture of the defense, because obviously it hasn't been working well enough over the last 2 months.
Is there a way? I mean, I don't think we talk about it, but I do think, you know, missing Jack Conklin really hurts. And I don't know that I think we just kind of skate over it because he's an offensive lineman. And you're like, okay, well, you know, Blake Hance is there. Let's put him in. Let's see what he can do. I don't know. Are we underestimating or am I overestimating the value of Jack and what he means for this offense?
No, it's a big loss. It really is. I mean, he's an all-pro playing a premium position. I think Jedrick Wills has struggled at left tackle, too, when he's been quote-unquote healthy. I think he's struggled, and that makes it difficult not only on a quarterback, it makes it difficult on a play caller, right? If you don't trust your tackles to win their one-on-one matchups, or you have to help, you know, and you can only help one side, so you're going to help Blake Hance or whoever's playing right tackle because, you know, he's – you know, Blake Hansen, not Jedrick Wills, a top 10 pick, right? So that means you have to count on one tackle and you have to help the other tackle, and that limits what you can do as a play caller. So, yeah, I think it is a loss, but, you know, I think we're at the point in the season where you got to, not you, but injuries can't be blamed, right? You look at the Ravens are going to play without, they're starting two corners, they're starting safety, both their running backs, and they figure out a way to win games, right? I mean, that's how this league works. You got to figure out a way to win games. And the best coaches and the deepest rosters and the best culture figure out a way to do that. And I think the Browns should be able to figure out a way to win despite missing an all-pro right tackle.
Scott Petrak joining us, Chronicle-Telegram, BrownZone.com. If you're a couple of guys on this roster, Scott, I would think these final five games are a huge opportunity to establish yourself and put yourself in the conversation to be a starter next year. And I think most of those situations come at wide receiver. You know, if Donovan Peoples-Jones, if Schwartz can do something in these final five games, and they're wrapping up a gig for next year, are they not? And what a huge boost it would be for the team, because boy, do they need something there.
Yeah, no, that's interesting, Jeff, because I know right now my thought is, okay, the Browns are going to have to draft a guy early at receiver.
Yeah,
you know, whether
mine
that's
too.
First or second round.
Yep, I agree
right?
with you. Yeah.
Yeah, so that changes if all of a sudden Donovan Peoples-Jones looks like, you know, a guy that might be a number one receiver. Or if the combination, him and Anthony Schwartz, you go, okay, here's two young guys that we feel comfortable with. You add them to Jarvis Landry, and then you don't have to overhaul, right? Then you don't have to make a splash move. You can just add maybe depth, you know, or add a piece, whether it's free agency or deeper in the draft, as opposed to, yeah, I got to go get a starter because we don't know who our second guy is or who our third guy is. So, yeah, I think you're right. And when I talked about going deep, there's really, to me, there's three guys you can go deep with on this roster. And it's Donovan Peoples-Jones, Anthony Schwartz, and David Njoku. Those are the three guys that give you a chance to win deep downfield. Not that Jarvis can't, but that's not Jarvis's main, you know, best thing he does. You know, he's a possession guy, he's underneath. Those other three guys, give you targets downfield, whether it's size or speed. So you need those guys to show up. If you're going to change how defenses approach you, then you need Peoples-Jones and Schwartz to at least give you that threat downfield that has been really hit or miss so far this season.
Scott, have you been surprised by the AFC North this year? To me, it's a little like the Ravens really – I mean, if they win yesterday, it's theirs. And they couldn't pull off the win yesterday. Obviously, we'll see what they do against the Browns this week. And the Bengals have been just like – 1 week you watch them, you're like, wow, I think they might be one of the best teams in the AFC. And then the next week you watch it, you're like, what is that team? What did I just watch? And the Steelers are just kind of mud in the water. You're wondering if that's going to clear. I'm mildly surprised at how up and down the North has been this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the league in general is like that. You know, if you take kind of Green Bay, Arizona, and, you know, Tampa Bay out of the equation, I think everybody in the league has been up and down, you know, from Kansas City to, you know, everybody in the division to the Chargers. I'm surprised that the Bengals are this good, you know, and I know they lost yesterday and they have been up and down, but to have 7 wins and to have an offense that feels like it's going to be good for a long time, I didn't think, you know, I think they're a year or two ahead of where I had them. I'm not surprised that Baltimore and Pittsburgh continue to figure out a way to win games, just because their coaching and their cultures and tradition are so strong. Now, having said that, I would not be surprised if the Ravens fall apart over the last 5 games because of all the injuries they've had. It feels like it might be catching up to them. They're putting a lot, they're relying so much on Lamar to win games for them that if the Browns can beat them Sunday, I could see, I would not have a hard time picturing a scenario where the Ravens don't win enough to make the playoffs. And then we'll have a different discussion, you know, 5 weeks from now. But as of now, I'm really impressed at how Baltimore and Steelers have overcome a lot. People ready to write them off, and they continue to win. And then I'm surprised that Cincinnati is better than I thought they'd be going into the season.
Well, the Browns haven't overcome a lot.
Well, no, right. And that's the other. I get, you know what? That might be the biggest surprise in the division for me is that the Browns are 6-6 and have not played up to their potential.
Yep.
And you're right, have not figured out a way to overcome the adversity. And that's one of the things that Andrew Berry mentioned last week. He said, hey, we need to prove that we can overcome adversity. That's how you grow. And that's one of the things he's looking for over the final 5 weeks is can the Browns figure out a way to overcome the adversity? And it's there for them. The opportunity is there. You're coming off the bye. You can make the changes. You have an opportunity to go back to the playoffs. It's all there, but you have to change things from the first 12 weeks of the season.
Scott, as always, thank you very much. And we're reading every day at brownzone.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Scott Petrick on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.